The Big Small Business Show, proudly sponsored by MTN Business.
The Big Small Business Show is proudly brought to you by Saica. Choose a difference maker, choose a chartered accountant.
This is the Big Small Business Show, the show for all our passionate entrepreneurs out there. And I always am fascinated as how entrepreneurs actually start their business. And one of those entrepreneurs who started their business out of pure passion is in studio with us today. Her name is Tebogo Moloi. She is the founder of Oakanswe Construction. I got it, yeah. Construction and projects. So let's take a look.
Oakanswe Construction and Projects is a registered electrical contracting firm that provides a variety of electrical services such as network installations, maintenance, renovations, and electrical works to the domestic, retail, and construction industries. The founder and managing director of the company, Tebogo Moloi, took her engineering expertise and passion for community development to jumpstart her own company in 2010.
I was actually assisting a friend of mine with his project in Limpopo. And then when we started to energize, just the smiles, you know, and the happiness that I saw in people's faces, to me, it was just priceless. And I just thought to myself, no, this is where I belong.
The sales strategy of the company has always been to secure long-term contracts. This pushed them to not only make more profit during the COVID-19 pandemic, but it also helped them to retain their staff throughout.
I actually chose the right industry because we were essential workers. And 2020-2021, we actually, our profitability and turnover increased. We never lost any employee, so salaries were paid throughout. So to us, it was a blessing.
The company has been operating for 12 years with a team of 35 employees. Oakanswe Construction and Projects is currently based in Pretoria, with satellite offices in Mpumalanga, Bloemfontein, Cape Town, and Limpopo. Tebogo currently faces challenges of gaining access to new markets. She seeks advice from Alon on how to secure equity partnerships.
My one-year short-term goal that I would like Mr. Alon to assist me with is how to use what I have to make more. And I would like to know if I want to buy an equity or stake in a company, what are the top things that I need to really look for, like if I want to enter into equity partnership.
Welcome to Boho.
Thank you.
All right. So it's such an interesting question you ask. And it's the first time I think we've ever had that question in 11 years on the show. So well done for that. So if I had to ask you now what industry you would focus on if you were looking to take equity in another business, would it be in any industry or would you choose an industry that interests you?
I would say any industry, but maybe the IT.
IT?
Yeah.
Why IT?
Because that's the future. That's the future. That's where we're going. We digitalizing everything, everything is automated. And, you know, the Internet of Things, that's the future. So maybe something to do with that.
Okay, so let's role play now. And let's say I had an IT business and I wanted to grow and I needed some money, right? And I say, okay, you come and say, look, I want to invest in your business. What value other than money do you, Tebogo, provide me?
Definitely the experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, Wakante, you know, it's backed up with 10 years of experience.
Yeah.
So besides money is us being part of the business and growing with you, you know, and assisting you to grow.
And if you take a stake in my business, we're still role-playing, do you want a majority or do you want a minority? What stake do you want in the business?
I know a minority.
Minority.
Just want, you know, there are businesses that are out there that there is potential for them to grow. All that they need is just maybe the financial side to be assisted and maybe also business skills and things like that. So not minority, no. I wouldn't want to kill you with that.
You wouldn't want majority?
No.
Okay. Okay. And do you see yourself as a partner or an investor? In other words, are you going to be involved with me on a day-to-day or week-to-week? Or are you going to invest, have your board meeting once a quarter, and then take your dividend at the end of the year?
I think most into investing.
So more hands-off?
More, not really more hands-off. I would really want to know the day-to-day business and be able to assist if you know, the needs be, but I will still let you be in control of your business.
Okay. Now I'm going to take the role-playing hat off and now I'm back in, back to me. And as an investor in the business, what controls are you going to have in place? You put in your million or two or 10, whatever, if you put into my business, what controls are you going to make sure that I don't run away with your money? Or I don't go and buy a fancy car, or I don't go and do stupid things with your money?
I think first thing is I'm not just going to put the money into your bank account.
Okay.
So which means if you want maybe to buy, let's say, laptops or anything or softwares that has to do with IT, as we were doing the role play of IT, then I would have to request for quotation from the suppliers or that then we will be able to pay them directly. And
so do you see now you're getting this, there's more control now, so you're more now a partner. Okay, but you said you were an investor. Okay.
I just hence the question of you know, what exactly what to look for if I want to enter in such.
I'm taking on a journey that I'd rather you go through with me in studio than in reality later. So now, you know, and if you say that you're going to pay directly, then at what level? Is it, you know, anything over 100,000? Is it everything over 50,000? What, you know, you don't want to be paying the stationery directly.
Yeah, sure,
exactly.
Yes.
So it's those kind of, well, what controls do you have in place? And then in terms of the company, the IT company, let's say I had five partners. We were five founding partners. And there was another business with two founding partners. The one with two founding partners was not doing so well. The one with five founding partners was doing a lot better. Which one would you prefer to get involved with, the two or the five?
I'd rather deal with the two.
Mm-hmm. That was the right answer, by the way. Okay. And the reason for that is that as you add in more shareholders, you get more difference of opinions. You get clustering of this side versus that side, etc. So less is more. Then coming back to your return, your dividend requirements, is that have you thought through now how you're going to get a return on investment and what that return is? Are you wanting to put your 10 million rand into my business and then only realize that when we sell, or do you want to get an annual dividend? And if so, in a growing business, what do you expect that to be?
I think it's something that I never thought about.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would like to have dividends yearly, unlike you wait until it's late and there's nothing.
Okay, so I've taken you on a little bit of a journey now, and we're going to go and take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, I'm going to like actually give you the pointers, and perhaps afterwards you can watch this again and go, okay, these are the things I need to put in place.
Okay.
So we're going to take a break now, and after the break, we'll be chatting to Tebogo once again.